Yeah.
Are you recording now?
I am.
Oh, you should do your intro then.
For 30 seconds. Well, usually you start going, and order, placed order, or whatever we do.
I placed the order.
There's a purple hair in our bed.
That's probably my hair.
Do you think someone snuck in here?
It was Kate.
Kate was in here. Welcome to a special episode of the We Deliver podcast. It's a super lazy episode.
Super lazy. We're in bed.
We're laying in a hotel bed in Chicago.
Hey, Chicago, the Bears. Oh. I'm sorry.
it's been a long day. We traveled to Chicago from Green Bay. We drove a horse. There were horses everywhere. So many horses on the road.
We drove,
and we found out that Trump was in town.
In Milwaukee,
as we're driving through, and it was a situation where every single
car,
there was cars everywhere, and motorcades, and all the exits on the things on the highways were off, closed. And there were speed traps.
And the motor heli.
Yeah, the helicopters.
Things.
And then we got down to Milwaukee and took a train to Chicago. And then we decided to walk. Instead of taking an Uber, we decided to walk the almost 2 miles from the train station to our hotel, which turned out to be 80-some degrees and hot.
It felt like, the temperature said it felt like 88 degrees. And I ran that past you before we started, and you're like, it's fine. And then I was the one that punked out. I was like, I'm tired, and I don't want to do this anymore.
Carrying our bags. Yeah. And then we let's do a podcast show, and now it's tired in here, and we're hungry, so we're ordering food, and hopefully it happens.
Way too much sushi. Way too much sushi.
But while that is happening, we got some questions to ask. Oh, for this is the We Deliver podcast. If you've never listened to this before, what we do is we order some food, we ask some questions, and just have a nice, fun little conversation while we wait for the food to show up. And then once it shows up, we just end the podcast mid-story, mid-sentence, whatever. So we're ordering some food. Top it on the podcast question.
Oh, and I'm Kristen.
I'm Scott. I still have my Pokemon open. I'm like, why is this thing everywhere?
We're lazy.
We're lazy.
We're so lazy.
I hope my voice doesn't get all muffled and stupid because I'm laying down. I'm
tired. Well, your face isn't in the pillow.
It's not anymore.
You're fine.
Where?
What's the first question?
This is off the... We should really figure out, like... We should pick a theme, because there's questions in this app that I picked.
Oh.
And there's, like, party questions, or, like, deep questions, or whatever.
I think you can... Do you have a random?
There's a random.
Just go with random. Okay,
well, the first question is a deep question.
Okay.
Where's the one place you can go where everything is okay?
My bed.
I was going to say my bed. Most of the time.
I keep Dinah out of there, and... It's comfy, and there's a TV, and it's just me, and it's so great. I go to bed at 6 o'clock at night sometimes.
I feel dumb because, like, home would be a default thing for everyone. Like, specifically, like, oh, of course, who doesn't like going to bed? But then you gotta get up. I think I'm gonna throw an audible... Outside of your house, where's the one place you can go where everything is okay? Outside of your house.
Sushi Lovers. Everything is okay at Sushi Lovers. It's an all-you-can-eat sushi place. And it's amazing. And we have sushi on the way. And that's amazing, too. Where'd you go?
I don't know. The first thing that popped in my head... Mainly because all the years of memories is... First place I thought of was, like, Peter and Jess's. My friends Peter and Jess, they got married many years ago. But, like, they always... Like, every single year since they've been a couple... So, like, what? 9 years, 8 years. I don't remember. Whenever they got coupled, they every year since like they started dating, they always had as they called it, orphan Thanksgiving, where Jess always make a shit ton of food, and then she would invite old people that like either their families are busy or like they don't. Can't get back to their families in time for Thanksgiving, or they're stuck in town, or what, or their families are moved away, or they just don't celebrate, whatever. So she has a get together, she just throws a get together, and she always makes oldest food, and then like every year she always makes cornbread muffins, because one year she made them and I was the only person that ate them. I'm like, I love cornbread muffins. She's like, oh, okay. And then every year she always makes sure that she makes like a dozen specifically so I could take some home, and usually when I go to Peter and Jess's house, it's always for like something fun, like, hey, here's a fun game night, or here we're making some funny videos, or just playing some video games. And it's like, it's a little night, and then they have dogs and cats, and the cats are assholes, but the dogs are cute. And so it's like, it's, whenever I go over there, it's always just a nice, good time. There's like never really any drama at all, or, and it's fun. That's the first place I could think of.
I think on a deep level, there was, my dad used to live in this apartment in Neenah, and behind it was this creek, and so I would always wander down there and hang out with the ducks, and that was peace and quiet, and I needed it when I was a kid, so that's probably one of my favorite places. I think that the property owners would be really creeped out if I showed up randomly, though.
You should do it.
Yeah.
Just hang out over there.
Just hang out down on Gay Drive and...
Gay Drive?
Yes, it was called Gay Drive. And it was right down by the Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen
on Gay Drive. In Neenah, Wisconsin. But no, there was a pond. There was the creek behind the apartment, and it was great.
It's weird how, like, even though I'm introverted, the first place outside of my bedroom, that first place, I think it was, like, a person's house. I mean, it's not like a bar, though. It's not like it's a... I like going to this place that has 20 million people there.
No, that's a lot.
Yeah, 20 million is too many. 20 million
a lot. Just too many. Like, 20 people is too many for me. Next one.
If you could... Okay. If you had one wish, what would it be?
I wish they would confirm my order.
That's a waste of a wish.
I know. I wish for... I don't know, you go first. I'm still thinking.
I think I would do a wish, and it would be a multi-level wish.
Can you do that?
I mean, in the sense that, like, I would say, I wish for this, but here are the stipulations for this wish. I won't be like, I wish I had a lot of money, you know, because then you go, how much is a lot? That's, okay, here's $58. That's a lot to a kid, you know? Fucking gotcha, genie. Good job. So, like, I'd be like, oh, I want this to happen, but I can do this. So, the first thing I thought of was... I'd want to live forever as long as I could control when I ended everything.
When you ended everything? Like, you're living forever.
No, I wish I could live as long as I choose to, but then, like, in the sense that how my body is now, like, I don't age. But then if I live forever, I don't want that thing where you go, oh, well, what happens when the sun fucking turns into a black hole and then you just float, or the earth explodes and you're just floating in space forever? And I go, well, yeah, that's when I want to go, all right, and off. Flip the switch off. Or if I just get bored of, like, seeing people die, like, of old age around me, because, like, oh, well, it's the year 4812. And I go, well, I'm bored of this. Done. Click. You know? Because, like, there's so many video games and books and movies that, like, in my current life, I can't get through. And I know even if I lived forever, there's always more coming out. But also, I would like to see what comes of, like, technology. It'd be kind of neat to go, yeah, this is what video games are like now. And things look almost like real life. What is it going to look like 10 years down the road or 20 years down the road? I want to see what, like, but then, like, still have the ability to use those items.
Yeah, that's, you know, a good one. That's a good one. I had one. I forgot. Oh, I know. I wish that I didn't have any food allergies.
Oh.
It would make ordering food so much easier.
Yeah.
It would make traveling so much easier.
Yeah.
It would make everything so much easier, including eating healthier.
Yeah.
No stipulations. I just wish I didn't have food allergies.
Wow. That was under the fun category. On the app, the fun is a fun question. Aaron wrote it.
Aaron is kind of boring.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, you Aaron.
Shit.
Whatever.
I already know the answer to this. This is a deep question. Don't look at it.
What?
I want to be able to read it with enthusiasm. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yes.
I don't like it, but I don't see anything wrong with it being on a pizza.
It's the sweet and savory.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But also, like, I think that pizzas, people are too fucking picky on what a pizza is. As long as you have crust, a sauce, cheese and toppings, like in a flat whatever, that's pretty much a pizza. I know I'm sure people are like, well, what if you do this? Shut up. You're trying to start a fight.
Well, they have veggie pizzas. They have fruit pizzas.
But I think
it's on your
more
logic.
Toppings should be allowed. Because I know, like, my old manager, if it wasn't, like, tomato sauce and cheese and, like, sausage or, like, onions or whatever, like, normal pizza toppings, he didn't consider it a pizza. So, like, a barbecue chicken pizza wasn't a pizza to him. Like, if it had chicken on the pizza, it wasn't a pizza to him.
Can I say he's stupid?
I mean, he can. But, like, I think more toppings should be allowed. Because, like, can you imagine how good that'd be if you went, I would like a chicken pizza with some apples.
And spinach.
Yeah, like chicken.
And artichokes.
Yeah, like chicken.
Zucchini.
Chicken.
Cranberries.
Apples, cranberries. Yeah.
Oh, chicken and cranberries and gravy as a sauce. Okay, hear me out.
Yeah, no, I'm listening.
You got the crust as the biscuits.
Uh-huh.
It's like almost like a Thanksgiving dinner. And you somehow, if you can figure out how to make stuffing into the crust.
You like a stuffed crust?
Okay, so stuffing base. I gotta make this.
Or even if you like do the little crumbles, like you sprinkle like the stuffing around, like on little tops. Like sometimes they have like feta cheese.
Oh yeah,
like a little feta cheese, like,
yes.
But it's like a stuffing.
Yeah, and you had that, and what kind of cheese would you use though? Like for normal cheese,
I feel like a
would
little
you do Gouda?
Cheddar would
I'm
be.
I'm thinking Gouda, something smoked, and like white.
I was thinking like cheddar because I feel like that would like go over like a potato.
Oh, apple pie. Yeah, that would make sense.
No.
The apples in there. And cranberries.
Yeah,
and
Thanksgiving pizza.
Oh, and it's got to be cinnamon apples on there.
Yeah, because it goes with the stuffing.
Can you please remind me to make this for Thanksgiving?
Okay.
Because now I want it.
There was a place in Green Bay that's closed now, but it was called Rock and Roll Pizza. Nope.
No.
It's called Rock and Roll Pizza. Maybe it was. I can't remember what it was called.
I don't know.
But it was in like right by a Military Avenue. They made all these different. I think it was Rock and Roll Pizza because then like once Rock and Roll Land was in there, I'm like, is this the same people? But they have like all these different types, brands of all these different brands of pizza. Why Not brands. Jesus.
Kinds?
Yeah.
Types?
Themed pizzas.
Themed pizzas.
So, like, they had a... Because they own the Chinese Thai food restaurant next door. So, like, they had a crab rangoon pizza. Whereas, like, the crust was sort of like the whatever. Then they had, like, crab and cream cheese and shit all over it. Uh-huh. But then they also had, like, a Wisconsin pizza where it had, like, brat chips and, like, stuff like that, or like mustard and whatnot, and they had like a pad thai chicken pizza, and they had like a breakfast pizza and like a load of potato pizza and like all these like specialty pizzas.
That's not supposed to be that much. Okay, anyway, continue.
Yeah, it was cool. That's what they did.
It sounds really good. Why did they go away?
I don't think they did. They made enough food. Or made enough business.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, like, Topper's used to have Euro pizzas with the... I'm going to say it wrong, with the tzatziki sauce.
I think tzatziki is correct, but is Euro, tzatziki? I'm always...
Tzatziki.
I don't know. We're trying our best.
Oh, we're tired. It's currently...
No, I meant, I'm trying to learn the Mexican... Not Mexican food.
Oh.
Greek food.
Greek.
Like, I think it's tzatziki. But, like, you go... there's a place called Euro Kebabs, and I always, like, I want a gyro, and people go, I want a hero, and, like, no. I want a gyro, and they're just kind of like, yep, making yep. it for you. I'm like, please correct us if we're wrong.
Yes.
Mr. Greek man, I want to pronounce this correctly, please.
And, yep.
And, like, cucumber sauce. Like, no, is it tzatziki? Is it tzatziki?
I don't remember how to say it.
We can always go to dictionary.com.
Is a robot?
Yeah, listen to the robot. Dictionary.com. And say, hello, dictionary. Please explain to me, how do you spell tzatziki?
T-Z.
Hold on. T-Z. Iki.
I-K-Y. I don't know.
Oh, fuck me.
Uh-huh.
I guess I'll write cranberry sauce. Not cranberry sauce. Uh-huh. Cucumber. How do you spell cucumber? Sauce. Greek. This is a... You
okay,
Greek,
Google.
Greek yogurt. What is it called?
Tzatziki sauce.
You're doing your thing. I'm doing mine. Oh, wow.
According to Wikipedia,
tzatziki,
cassock or terator, is a dip, soup, or sauce found in the cuisines of Southeast Europe and the Middle East.
So it is... She pronounced it tzatziki.
I said it right.
Fuck yeah, we did it, Google.
According to Google, I did, anyway.
Well, according to Siri, or,
I mean, Google is kind of a...
It's not Siri anymore.
Basic Midwest accent.
Is it?
Well, kind of. I mean, it's very... across the borders.
I
don't know.
Isn't there, in... If you go in... What is IPA? Oh,
that's
Jesus.
A beer.
No, it's a short IPA, and then it says tzatziki.
Oh, phonetic.
Phonetic spelling. Tzatziki. What?
Tzatziki.
Tzatziki. Tzatziki. Tzatziki.
Yeah.
Well, they had that on the pizza.
Yeah, with the lamb and the onions, and it was good. It was really good. I only had it, like, once, and I was sad when they took it off the menu. It was so sad.
That's always the worst when they're like, you go, this is a great thing. I can't wait to keep eating this. And then they go, yep, that was a trial. No one liked it. I went, but I want it.
They took the cheeseburger pizza off the menu, too. So I can't get a pizza with pickles on it anymore. Unless I make
it. Pizza Hut, Jason and I always talk about this.
Gyro.
Ugh. This dictionary says it's pronounced a
gyro.
Gyro. But it's just a spinner. I want the fucking food, you dummy. Greek. Okay, here's the Greek version.
Gyro.
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 Gyro. All right, well,
Euro.
You got me, dictionary. Giro.
I'm still going to call it a Euro.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel right.
Ooh, oh. Oh, no, it was Jason and I. There's pizza at Pizza Hut. It was called the Triple Decker. And it was amazing. It was so good. And we're like, every time they come with a new pizza, like, is this the Triple Decker? Nope, it's close, but it was like a thin crust pizza. And then they like sprinkle a whole shit ton of cheese in there. Mm-hmm. And then another thin crust on top of it. And then it'd be a pizza. So it was like basically a thin crust pizza, but with a layer of cheese and crust underneath it. It was so cheesy and good. And it was flaky and melty.
I like thick crust pizzas.
Yeah, we talked about this in real life, not in the podcast. Because right now we're in Chicago. And I mean, it's a thing where whenever I go somewhere, like, and they're known for a certain food, I want to eat that food. And I've been in Chicago many times, a couple times before, and we ordered a Chicago-style pizza, which is, like, super thick crust on the bottom, then they put the cheese, and then the sauce on top. And it's, like, this thick, which is, like, an inch or two thick. But I'm, like, I'm more of a fan of the New York style, where it's, like, a big floppy slice. And then, like, just a shit ton of cheese on top. But I want to get a Chicago pizza. Chicago. I don't know where I went. Okay. Anyways, that was pineapples belong in pizza.
Yes.
I made a pizza with almonds on it once.
How did it taste?
It was great.
Yeah? What else was on there? Chicken?
I had a picture of it, but because my friend Brian... He has a stone oven pizza night sometimes where he builds his own stone oven pizza out of like cinder blocks, and then he cooks pizzas on there, and it never really works. We just use the pizza ovens inside, but everyone like just brings all these different types of toppings. So I'm like, all right, put this on there, put some chicken, some cheese, some tomatoes, peppers. Fuck it, they got pesto, put that on there. Oh, spinach, yeah, toss some of that in there. Almonds, toss some of that in there. It was such a fucking cluster of toppings, but then I ate it and it was so goddamn good.
Oh, I love pizzas with pesto, and I know you don't like black olives, but black olives on there, and zucchini and mushrooms and cheese and...
I always like pizzas.
I think we're really hungry right now. And they still haven't confirmed the order, so we gotta keep going for a while. They took my money, but...
I used to listen to a podcast, and it's done now, but it was called Human Conversations, and there's this comedian on there, his name is Wayne Fetterman, and he's such a weird guy, but he's a bit older than us, but he'd always talk about how he likes his food wet. He's like, you know how I like my food? Wet. So, like, he doesn't like dry foods. He wants, like, sauces or all sorts of things on his pizzas.
He doesn't like cereal?
I mean, I'm sure he does, like... I think he does like cereal, like, in general. But
that's... like, wet on top of dry.
Yeah, but if you let it sit...
That is mush.
You're just pulling out some sausages?
I am. It's garlic summer sausage.
Where was I going with this?
Oh, fucking hell. I'm hungry.
No, I was saying something about the,
little sausages.
That's why I like the, I don't know, whatever, pizza, sauces. Yes, thank you. I have to talk and not have food in my mouth, though. What's the next question? I did that one already.
Wrong way.
Stop, it's the same ones.
You're going the wrong way. Yeah, go that way.
Okay, I get it.
Oh, if you could hang out with...
We already did this one. We did this one with Kate. Okay. Next. What do you believe that no one else does? Oh. What do you believe that no one else does? What do you believe that no one else does?
That's a loaded question because...
Well, it's deep.
Someone over on the other side of the world could believe in some sort of stupid idea you have. But... What do I believe?
Nobody. It has to be like a personal thing then, doesn't it?
I mean, I could go with the standard Niagara Falls shuts off at night, but I found out that one's not true.
Well, I don't know what, I don't, but it's believe. I don't know. This is a tough one.
I believe.
I don't believe in a lot of things.
Well, no.
Well, I did want to create my own religion once. So I guess that, since I'm the only one that knows about it, I'm the only one that believes in it.
What is it?
I don't know. It was a combination thing of, because
I was going to go with this too, but.
Well, the idea that I had was like, it was sort of like a guardian angel type thing. But not really, because my idea that I had for a religion was that everyone gets their own, like, little buddy. Like a little guardian angel type thing. Some sort of deity they get. And so, like, whenever people ever, like, they pray, like, it's, like, an over-encompassing, like, everyone has the same religion, but they believe different things. So, like, a Christian person would be, like, praying to their God, which is, in their world, their God is their little buddy. And then, like, someone, like, in the Jewish religion would be like, oh, they're praying to Jewish God. And they go, oh, it's his little buddy. Or, like, someone's like, I'm praying to Allah. And it's, like, his little buddy. Like, everyone, like, they just, like, oh, yeah, we just accept that, the fact that people don't know about us, so whatever.
So it's, like, but, stemming from agnostic, kind of?
Maybe. But then the thing is, it's all based on, like, luck and power and, like, fights.
Because, Pokemon?
No. No, because, like, someone goes, oh, man, I wish that I had this job. And someone else is like, well, I wish I had this job. And they're like, but only one person get that job. So then their little buddies fight, and whoever wins, like, they're like, that's who ends up getting that job.
I really feel like you've been playing Pokemon.
No.
Way too much.
Because then, like, if people are like, oh, I just have really bad luck. It's like, no, you just have a weak little buddy. Like, your buddy's weak, and he can't. So whenever he fights over something else. It's like, it's just, you just have a guy who can't win these fights.
You know what? I don't know many people that would believe into that. So,
yeah. I answered your question.
Mine was going to be religion-based too, but it's, not like that. I don't have little buddies. But it's just, like, so, normal religious people pray.
Yeah.
To better their lives, to ask for things, to whatever. And I don't really believe in that. And so, like, my spiritual beliefs are based on, okay, there might be a God. It's kind of all-encompassing. It's kind of part of everything. But just respect it and leave it the fuck alone. Stop asking it for things. And people don't like to hear that. They're like, but prayer. And I'm like, but why?
Just trying to do my job. Leave me alone, guys. I need you to do baseball for this for me. Guys, I'm trying to save the world. But my baseball game.
But the lottery.
I want
world peace.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on it. But I want to make sure I find my pencil.
So, I just don't believe in prayer.
Yeah.
So I'm believing in not believing in prayer, I guess.
Yeah, makes sense. I'm tired. All right. This is a party question. Which do you prefer, gifts or acts of kindness?
Acts of kindness.
Yeah?
Yeesh.
Yeah, I guess I would too. I mean, getting free things is fun. Mm-hmm. But I'm always worried about if someone gives me something and I go, oh no, I don't want this, how do I tell them? I don't want them to feel bad because they went out of their way to give me something. But if they go, here's something, I'm like, oh, that's, you didn't have to do that. But then I feel really bad because they didn't have to do that. And they're like, I did. And I go, oh.
Oh, but you suck.
No. I guess then, I don't know, maybe then I would feel better with gifts because then it's like, well, if it sucks, it's, they bought, it's something they bought or and then gave to me or made and gave to me. It's not like it's, hey, this is the best I can do. And you went, oh, this isn't, the best you can do isn't that great. You're like, oh, I did
it. But even with gifts, it's the best they can do.
Yeah. But I would say, like, if, like, someone goes, for instance, like, oh, what'd you do today? I mowed your lawn for you when you're at work. And you go, oh, but you missed a bunch of spots and there's grass sticking up everywhere. Like, you.
I would not give a shit if somebody. I would be elated if somebody mowed my lawn while I was at work.
But wouldn't you have to go back and do it?
No, because the city won't get called on me for little patches missed.
I guess.
Or, I.
What just happened there?
I'm thinking, because I was thinking of the dishwasher theory.
What's the dishwasher theory?
We're like, some.
Body once told me the world's gonna.
Some people load dishwashers funny. Hilarious. No, weird.
Like clown noses on?
Clown noses and everything. No, they load it like half full and then waste all that water to wash just half a load of dishes. And it's like, but why the, what just happened?
Don't worry about it.
Did you just level?
No, I, for some reason, my Pokemon music is back on.
Oh. So it's like, okay, they did something nice for me in washing half my dishes, but they wasted a shit ton of water to wash only half my dishes.
Yeah.
It's like, just load as much that goes in there and shut the door, and then we'll just finish it off later. But, oh. What was the question again?
Gifts or
cats of kindness. Cats of kindness.
Cats of
kindness. Cats of kindness.
I'm a cat and I'm being nice to you.
Oh my god, I kind of want to cancel this order. They still haven't confirmed it.
I don't know what that means. I've never Uber-eated before.
But normally I dig acts of kindness over gifts, because gifts are just like, they could be misconstrued as, oh, I went to the store and I guess I got you this thing. And
yeah.
Whatever. And, okay. Where acts of kindness, it's like, I tried to do this thing for you and maybe I failed at it kind of, but I tried to do it for you and I went out of my way to do it, and that was thoughtful.
Yeah, it's so weird because I have that dumb thing in my brain where I go, I'm always worried about what they feel. Because if someone gave me something, like I said, if they gave me something and they go, oh, I got you this movie, I'm like, awesome, I wanted to see this movie. And they go, all right, job done. But if they're like, they're not going to worry, like, oh, I really hope you like this movie. Oh, God, you just, it's like, but they didn't make the movie. But then if someone goes, I made you a sandwich, I'm like, oh, I don't like pickles. Like, oh, sorry, I shouldn't have made you a sandwich. Like, they feel worse if they fail at doing or getting me something, like doing an act, than actually, you know, if they just got me something that I didn't. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Because I've given up on getting you gifts.
Why?
At this point. You get lewds. Well, no, because we were at we were at Powers Comics that one day, and I was like, oh, they make, what the hell was I looking at? That I was like, have you heard of this? It was, oh, the Scott Pilgrim comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, did you know? And you're like, yeah, I have them all. I'm like, okay. Like, that was where my creativity ended on trying to find a gift for you in that store. And I know that you like comics. So it's like, I'm not going to touch this one. I'm just, unless I go in and specifically talk to Dave and be like, what can I buy him? Or I'm just throwing money on that box that he has back there. And that's not fun.
Yeah.
But I've made gifts that you're like, Well, one.
I didn't hate it.
No, but I know you didn't like it.
I just didn't know how to use it.
You're like, I don't know. But then I realized that your parents probably stop by way more often than my own do.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize that part of it. But, I mean, I'll keep trying.
But that box, though, I feel like that's more of an act of service, though.
Well, it's kindness.
What did I say? Act of kindness, not a gift.
It was a gift.
It was both, but you
It was a gift that I made.
Yeah, which is
for no reason.
That's what I'm talking about though. Like the act of kindness, I feel like it's a, like you put more work into making it than, like just going here, have this.
Like I have glue all over my hand.
I know.
It's fun to pull off.
I like it. I see it in your nightstand every time I go over there.
I don't even know what's in that box right now.
I think it's empty.
Oh, it could be.
Last time I looked.
I don't know. But I'd rather just come over to your house and do your dishes.
Okay.
Which means I would go over to your house, box up your dishes, and bring them back and put them in my own dishwasher.
And load it funny.
No, I would load it the right way. I had a roommate one time that she would run it with, like, only 3 or 4 dishes in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing? And then she almost started the house on fire, so she had to go.
Well, that's why... kick her out.
Just bite.
Well, and that's why I don't do dishes as often as I should, because I go, all right, dish time, and then it's like... Well, I don't want to do the dishes because I have, like, 2 plates. I'm not going to fill a sink for 2 plates or, like, a pan and a pot and a bowl.
Well, you don't have to fill the sink. You just have to put enough in to get soapy water all over. Oh, I feel like I'm talking to you like John does. I'm sorry.
Yeah, John.
But that's what my mom did, like, once I moved out, was that she would have her dishpan and she would do her dishes every day. Uh-huh. But she would just fill it, like, a little bit with soapy water. And if it was something crusty, she would just let it soak in there and then just wash it up when she got home. And then bing, bam, boom.
Yeah.
Look at me trying to tell people how to do dishes when mine pile up for, like, a week and a half. Okay, they haven't confirmed the order yet.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be here at 1.
Should we pause this then or stop it?
Can we pause it? Because I have to...
Okay. Alright. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I'm going to, like, pause it or come back to it. I don't know. Alright, next question. What's the coldest temperature you've camped in? Ooh, travel question.
Oh, probably, like, high 40s.
Yeah?
And I was not happy. Oh, wait, no. It got down into the 30s that time. Because it was October. It was by a lake. So. Lakefront, whatever. Lake effect. Is that the term?
Maybe.
Okay, what about you?
Is that the term? How about you? Actually... I was just looking up on Google to see what temperature this happens at, and I guess that makes a whole lot of sense. I was like, when does frost first happen? At 32 degrees, you know, when water freezes. Okay, thanks, Google, fucking asshole. Many years ago, my brother and I, my brother was living in an apartment, and I was living at my parents' house, and I'm like, I want to go camping. And we're like, yeah, let's go camping this summer. And then I think he moved into the apartment building around that point. So, like, we never really... Oh, no, he started a new job. Started a new job or something. I don't remember what it was. But it was something where he couldn't take a lot of time off. So, I think he just started a new job. So, then, like, let's go camping. And, like, we only go on a weekend. So, we waited, and by the time September hit, we're like, okay, now we can go camping. Let's fucking do this before it gets too cold. Well, the weekend we went camping was when the first frost hit. I remember my brother and I, we went to, like, High Cliff State Park, and we went there, and we, like, left right after I got done with classes and or work or whatever, and we drove up there, and by the time we got to the campsite, we were setting up the tent in the dark with our just, like, headlights shining, and we built a fire, and we're like, boy, it sure is cold out here, yeah. So then my brother and I, when we camp, we just put, like, blankets down on the floor and sleep on top of the blankets. Uh-huh. Because we don't use, like, air mattresses or anything like that. But then I remember going to bed and going, I'm cold. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, I remember I was reading Carrie that weekend. And I was, like, reading before I went to bed. I'm, like, I'm going to take my hoodie off. I'm wearing pants and socks. I went to bed with socks and pants and, like, kept my hoodie on. And I'm, like, laying there. And just kind of roll over a little bit and, like, climb under one of the blankets. Climb another blanket. By the end of the morning, I had laying under all the blankets, and I wake up, I'm like, oh, it's kind of dark outside. I'm like, oh, I can see my breath. And then I'm like, well, it's pretty dark out. It's got to be probably 5 in the morning. It's cold. I'm like, it'll warm up. And then I look at my phone. I'm like, oh, it's 10:30. Oh no, it's this cold. I can see my breath, and it's this cold. And they're like, fuck, this is what the day's gonna be like. Spent a lot of time, like, just by the fire reading that weekend. I read a lot that weekend. But yeah, I think so. It had to have been, like, the low 30s, I think, when I camped there.
What month?
It was, like, the end of September.
Yeah, it gets super cold.
I want to say it was, like, around 2006, 2007. I think it was like Labor Day.
Yeah.
It was like the 20s. I remember it wasn't October yet, but it was getting close. Yeah. That was the coldest ever camped. I like camping.
Next question.
Other than a family member, who has been the most important person in your life? Holy shit. It's a date night question.
Why?
I don't know.
I would never ask that on a date. Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah. Oh, my ex-boyfriend. Why?
Why? You go.
I can't.
I can't either.
Other than a family member, who has been the most important person in your life? Well, it has to be like a friend then.
Or teacher.
Oh, yeah, teacher.
I was thinking my teacher, my old English teacher, Miss Ostrand. She's crazy looking. She had, like, this bright red hair, and then she wore these yellow shoes that looked like clown shoes. And she was really annoying to everybody. But she really, like, helped me out with my own writing.
Yeah.
And liked everything that I was doing, so I was like, okay, you like what I'm doing, so okay, you're fine. she kind of built me up.
Yeah, no, awesome. Like, good teachers are awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, when we went to see a movie once, and then I saw my fifth grade teacher. My fifth grade teacher in the movie theater, and, like, obviously that was 93-ish. So, when I had him as a teacher, so it's like 26 years ago. So he aged like 26 years. But like, I remember that class. I remember him so well because he was a cool teacher and everything. And like, we read books and stories and stuff like that. And I just remember, like, and I recognized him even though like 26 years had passed. It's like, holy shit. I didn't say that to him, but. Yeah. Like, yeah, motherfucker, remember me, you son of a bitch.
It was when we went to see Glass, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought that was your parents. Like, he just darted off, and I didn't know what the hell was happening. Like, I'm just going to hang back. Oh, no. That was when we went to see Enter the...
It was Glass.
I thought your brother was there and ducked out or something.
No.
Oh, it was okay. Glass. It was Glass.
Yeah. But I want to say something generic, like, when my friends, like Matt or Justin or something, but I had to kind of go with... the trifecta person. was my friend Mike, who, if you listen to Scott Ranger podcast, he's one of the co-hosts on there, because he's like, he's, because not to blame them, but my friends Matt and Justin, like, they're my friends like middle school, but they moved away for jobs over the last half a decade or so. But like, so like Mike is like my closest friend in the area, but also I work with him on like comedy things. He's my comedy teacher. It's like, he's kind of like a weird sort of mentor for like being funny. And it's like, it's, I can always like talk to him about being creative things or creative ideas. So it's like, it's kind of like a trifecta where like a creative friend, boss friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's a very well-rounded friend.
Yeah, yeah. It's a jack of all trades or a Mike of all trades.
Okay.
Party question. Would you rather travel for 5 years in an RV or 5 years in a sailboat?
RV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like being on the water fucking that long.
5 years in a sailboat. Like, no. Maybe if you went like port to port, that might be a different story. Where you go like, we're sailing to Spain, and then like you always see those cool photographs of these like small little fishing villages, but they're like built on a mountain. They're like all these like tall.
Yeah, but buildings. Here's the thing.
That'd be cool.
With the RVs, I mean, it wasn't specified to just one RV on America's soil.
Yeah, yeah.
You could take a plane and then rent another RV over in some other country and then travel the country around.
But I feel like you're traveling, I'm assuming like when you travel from one place to another, it meant like in an RV. So you could drive to Alaska all the way down to, like, Argentina.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think flying, unless you, like, yeah.
You could pause it to fly.
Because, I mean, like, I 5 years in a sailboat, I imagine it'd be okay, like, for you to sail for, like, 3 days, and then you park it, like, in Greece, and then you fucking just hang out in Greece for, like, a year, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that works.
Okay, he said he arrived. So, where is he? I'm going to run down.
Okay.
Do you want to end this?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, well, Kristen's going to go find the guy to get food.
Yeah.
Oh, I have my key. This is our Chicago episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Everyone, hey, if you have food, if you listen to this, we get food. Guys, this is Weed Lover. And dig in.
Nom, nom, nom.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.